Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024, pre-market report. Actually, this is the half day for the market today. The stock exchange closes at 1 p.m. This will be the last video for the day, and we'll talk more about this towards the end of the video. But let's start off with this, people. It's astonishing what we are seeing here with regard to the economy. We just got this ADP jobs report this morning. Absolutely terrible. But this is exactly what you would expect to see in this kind of an environment. The economy is systematically and deliberately being taken apart piece by piece. And you know this. What did the Fed let us know yesterday? That they are deliberately transitioning the monetary system. It's in our face. They're laughing at us. But we're going to have the last laugh, just so you know. No doubt about it. Because we got this down. We know what they want. We know what their plan is, people. Come on. So we are going to take advantage of everything that comes our way. Those of you out here that are invested in JEPI and JEPQ, like me, got your nice fat dividend payment today? Good. Okay. Let them play their games. We're going to play ours. Speaking of that, you're watching silver this morning. I mean, it's up over 3.5% this morning. Gold is higher. Cryptocurrency is under some pressure right now. Very volatile asset class. You know that. But in my perspective, in my professional opinion, just wait till you see where this stuff is going to go. I'm talking about Bitcoin and the big cryptos across the board moving forward. We'll talk more about that too, the propaganda now. A lot of negative, and this is all fake news. Okay, let me just tell you this. Look, I don't believe in the politics game. Okay, the Trumps, the Bidens, it's all a game. It's a deception. It's a distraction. But a few things are going to come together. It appears to me, again, the more that we move forward and closer to the selection, that Trump is going to be selected. And that means you and I are going to be presented with opportunity across the sky with regard to getting ourselves and keeping ourselves on the right side of this and making the system work for us. And we're going to talk more about that in a moment here. Anyway, so I'm laughing again. Let's just back up a second here. Yesterday, we got not just a new record high for the NASDAQ. What have I been telling everybody? Tech, tech, tech. Be very careful here, though. This AI hype, it's hype. It's going to end in disaster. This entire thing is going to end in disaster. But for now, we're taking advantage of it. So yes, we need to be in tech, big tech more specifically. We also had a record high for the S&P 500. And this new ADP jobs report that we got this morning, again, proof in our face that the system is coming apart. The economy is cratering. And the faster that happens around the world, the higher markets are going to go. Let me show you something just real quick. All right. This is the MMRI from this morning. It's actually slightly lower than this as I am doing this. But anyway, pay attention to where I circled right there. We're bouncing off just as we projected was going to happen. We're going down. We are going down unless something dramatic happens, like some outlying event. We're going to see this drop. Why? The Fed is buying more debt. The Fed is weakening the dollar. It's all going on right in our face, under our noses, and we're expected to believe that the Fed is in some kind of inflation fight. Yeah, they're fighting it. They want to make inflation much higher. The Fed wants to inflate much more. And that's exactly what we can expect moving forward here. Anyway, so commodities higher this morning. Stock futures this morning are slightly in the red after this abysmal jobs report number. But again, that's going to be a boost for the market. The faster this thing, this economic disaster that we are in comes down, the higher the market's going to go. And I've been telling you this for how long now? I don't know. But you and I have been on the right side of this, and that's where we're going to stay. Now, I want to talk about some propaganda here. Look, I don't buy into the politics game. It's just nonsensical. But we've been seeing a lot, and I don't know how many of you out here follow the mainstream media, but a lot of negative information with regard to what it would mean if Trump is selected. They're still referring it as to an election. We will have no election. This is a selection. But more and more negative information seems to be getting out there with regard to how the stock market specifically, not the economy. If you notice how these things are worded, it's all about the stock market. Okay, the economy is going down no matter who they select. Okay. Presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, dictators, or any other of these freaks do not run the economy. Who runs the economy? Who runs the financial system? Who runs the financial markets? Who's responsible for the entire monetary system of the world? It's central banks. It is not, in this case, Trump, if he is selected, nor Biden. Okay, so forget about that. But this is all about the markets. And there's a lot of negative information about how the markets are going to respond if Trump is selected. Now, let me tell you something. This is all nonsense. What do we know? Okay, it always comes down to what we know. Not what we have to speculate. Okay, what we know is going to happen. Very fact. Okay, put politics aside. All right. Forget about it. It's all a game. Again, politics. A Trump selection will be a massive positive for the stock market. What can we expect? What is he telling us? What is the man saying out of his own mouth? He wants a weaker dollar. He wants the Fed to keep rates suppressed further. What does that mean? A lot more debt. And what does that mean? A much higher stock market. Duh! People, wake up. Wake up to what's going on around you, okay? So when you see this negative information being shoved down your throat about how a new selection here of Trump is going to be negative for the stock market, laugh. Laugh your rear end off, because it's not going to happen. What else do we know? During Trump's last tenure, every day he was out, look at the stock market, rah, rah, rah. Nothing got that man off or made him higher than seeing the stock market go up. And it was all debt, okay? It was suppressed rates. It was a weaker dollar then. And we're going to get the same thing now. So what does that mean? What does that mean for you and me? We're going to take advantage of it, okay? Look, you could let opportunity pass you by, and most people are going to do that, but not you and me. What have I promised all of you since, well, I started that I will never let you down. I got your back. Period, the end. We got each other's backs, and that's how we win. We can't stop what is coming. What is coming is a financial nightmare on an epic scale. But central banks aren't done, and they're going to use every excuse they can come up with and dream about. Like, for example, what did we just find out yesterday? That Moderna, a $45 billion company with $8.5 billion in cash, was just awarded $176 million courtesy of the American people to develop a new vax. Make it up. You think that's going to stop either? No. You're going to see much more of that moving forward. So, again, this is garbage. This is propaganda, and it's not true. We are going to see much higher debts, much higher deficits, much more inflation, and a lot more propaganda, okay? We're going to get the fake numbers, and then they're going to tell you how everything is fantastic. But you can expect with people, this is a no-brainer here, okay? Understanding that we will see mass currency devaluation, not just here in the United States, but around the world, because it's central banks working together to bring the global economy to its knees so they can transition into a new system, okay? So again, currency devaluation alone allows a central bank to create more currency, because as the currency loses purchasing power, the central banks have to create more of it. You understand? It's a vicious cycle for which they're laughing at us about it, but that's exactly what's going to happen moving forward. Even more so moving forward, and suppressed rates. So the Fed, that revolving door, where central banks issue debt through one door by creating currency and then buy it back through another door, again, keeping rates suppressed. This is going to take off on a massive scale moving forward. So what does that mean? That means, people, as long as this trend continues, and again, I urge you, it's free. So if you're not taking advantage of this, something's wrong with you. All right, link in the description of this video. As long as this trend continues here, means that the Fed is buying more debt, they're suppressing rates, cutting rates right under our noses, even though they're saying they're not doing it, okay? Fed's going to buy more debt, currency devaluation, this is going to go lower. As this goes lower, this is going to present opportunities everywhere. With regard to commodities, stock up. Stock up on commodities, especially this one, my favorite of all time, silver. You know that, okay? You're going to see deficits, trade deficits, hyper balloon, manufacturing craters. Not coming back here to the United States, just so you know, okay? But with regard to the corporate agenda, you're going to see tax cuts there. That means, of course, corporate tax cuts, which Trump has been talking about. Okay, I'm not putting the man down. For those of you who think that I'm beating up, this is what he said. And this is positive for the stock market. We're going to see much greater distortions. So take advantage of this. Either you can sit back and suck your thumb in some corner, or you can take advantage of what's... This is a gift in many, many ways. We must stay ahead of the curve here. If we realize that we're going to see ballooning debts and deficits, if we realize that multinational corporations are going to reap profits more so than ever because of, again, the corporate tax code, which is going to change, with regard to a weaker dollar, which is massively positive for multinational overseas corporations here, not good for you and me from an inflation standpoint, but we got to stay ahead of the curve. If we know that we're going to see much higher deficits, more inflation here as the debt hyper balloons, because it's central banks who are running the show anyway, why would you do nothing? You got to bet against the debt as we've been doing forever. Become your own central bank as we've been doing forever. Buy the dips across the board, again, as long as this mechanism here continues. Again, it's in our face, people. It's in our freaking face. Either you can allow the system to destroy you, or you can take advantage of the system. Understand? That's what this is all about. What do I tell you all the time? This is a channel for people with a brain. That's number one. For people who can think for themselves, who are not placed in some kind of a box, who have fallen through these trap doors, who realize that this whole thing is politics. It has nothing to do with reality. If we know for a fact that this market is going higher as long as the currency is devalued, and it's going to get devalued faster, as long as central banks are called upon to keep rates low, to pump the system full of more debt, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to stay in the dollar here? Really? Good for you. We'll see how that plays out. You got to allow the system to work for you, or you're going to get destroyed, and I'm not going to let that happen. You can, look, listen to what I say, but verify everything that I say, okay? Say, you know what? Maybe this makes sense. Maybe it don't. Let me see if Greg is right. And just, first of all, you have a God-given gift. It's called an intellect, okay? People know the truth when they hear it. Okay, does this sound logical to me, what I'm saying to you? Or do you think I'm completely wrong, that all of a sudden a miracle is going to happen, that the dollar and currencies around the world are just going to start to gain in purchasing power, a massive turnaround? Do you think that the economy is just going to turn into some kind of a beautiful thing for everyone, and we're going to go into some kind of a utopian society? You're going to continue to be destroyed. You're going to continue to be destroyed, all right? Period, the end. The 1 and 2 percenters are foaming at the mouth over the current situation and where we're going. And you and me, we got to mimic that. And we're going to. That about it. I don't know another way to put it. All right, people, look. So I hope you got something out of this here. I'm just writing some stuff down here today. So ignore the propaganda with regard to the market. The more you see negative news about a new Trump presidency and the market, the more you should be laughing. The more you should be laughing, because I can promise you the market's going much higher, along with debts and deficits ballooning like you can't believe. So what are you going to do about it? Again, we're not changing a damn thing. We're going to continue the pathway that we have been following now for years. We're not going to lose. There's just no way that we're going to lose. My lions know what I'm talking about. My lions are also foaming at the mouth, getting ready to pounce on the current situation here. With regard to record highs of this market, count on a lot more moving forward here, people, as the economy craters even faster. Anyway, so with all that, today's a half day or trading day for this market. The market closes at 1 p.m. Eastern. All right, this is going to be the last video for the day. The market is closed tomorrow, which means no video tomorrow. You're going to see this guy, and this guy's going to see you on Friday morning. All right, we'll resume the festivities on Friday. It's a regular day here. You know, just real quick while we're on the topic here, this is something I've been subscribing to for 1,000 years. I'm not being paid to say this. But I think this is a great book for us all to have. I've got stockpiles of these things going back, I don't know, decades. I've been buying this thing. It's a good book to have. It lets you know when the market's open, the market's closed. I always jot little notes down to myself and stuff like that. Anyway, so as I said, half day today, so this is going to be my last video. Market is closed tomorrow. Friday, we'll be back in full swing. So I will see all of you on Friday, okay? People, look, this guy, and I mean this with all I got you. I got your back. I will never let you down. Just put all this stuff aside. Think clearly for yourself. And we can't lose, okay? And with that, people, enjoy your 4th of July, your insurrection day here. And I think it's going to be beautiful for all of us here. At least I hope so. All right. And we will see each other again on Friday. Until we meet again, what am I going to say? Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. All right. That's it.